What you doing? I'm the AC Stories, your Otakutainer for this Otakutainment Reviews. I'm talking about Junction X by Norihiko Kurozono, Chapter 30, Dai Ling. Yes, the big 3-0 finally. This chapter came out on December 17th, 2023, and it's the typical 19 pages. Woo! I'm excited for this one. We open up with an awesome title page. That is an action shot of Julie fighting a Second Order. It uses Liang Xiyi, Kai Feng, or Necromancy Commanding Seal, which pretty much takes control of the Junction and makes it attack another. We didn't see what else this is capable of. It was just that one simple action, so it may just be literally one simple action. Not so much as like you're completely on my control for however long. It's literally like, one, go do that thing, do that attack, and that's probably it. But still, at first I was like, oh, it's only a Second Order, not that cool at this point. But seeing this kind of technique, yeah, Julie has a lot in store for him. Honestly, before getting into everything else that happens in this chapter, Julie must be the favorite of the three. He's just such a beast, and this chapter proves it, because it really is just like, it's hard to argue who's stronger between the three now that we've seen all three of them fight so far. It kind of seems like Chao Yun's at the limit. Xiaohu may have more in store. Probably does, but this from Zhu Li, what we see, so cool, he's a beast. So, we realize there's not been too many Junction past the third floor. That's probably because some are defending the grounds. Most are most likely defending the unsealing, but Julie and Xuan Qing, I suck at names. They finally reached the top four to find three Sixth Orders, the Shile, and I'm guessing the second son, Xiao Guang. We only saw him in that one brief picture in chapter 25. I'm guessing the hair is kind of a little different. It still has the mask though, so I'm guessing this is Xiao Guang. Anyways, it's also the clearest view we've gotten of a Shile, and to be honest, besides it just being really big, nothing that intimidating from it so far. Of course, it'll be really strong. We've seen kind of what they can do, but it just kind of looks like a giant person from what we've seen so far. The Sixth Orders, on the other hand, are also just people. They were renowned Daoshi and warriors. We don't know how things become Jiangshi, but apparently people can. So I don't know, they're cool, and if they're that renowned and that capable, they should be hard, right? I mean, we saw like these big beasts as like Fourth and Fifth Order, so yeah, we get to finally see Sixth Orders in action. There is about an hour until the unsealing is done, and then one of the six orders attack. And this is where Julie goes back into action. Julie automatically uses Ji Kaifeng and Xie Wan, blocks that attack. Then we see a flashback, a really quick flashback, don't you think, a whole page, about learning a technique that can take these two techniques even further. And it's called Dai Ling. Sounds familiar. Spirit Bond. It lets a Daoshi merge with the Xinling, but only those with vast amounts of Dongli can use it, which proves that since Julie can use it, Julie is such a beast. Ah, so fucking cool. The best character by far in this series. I'm glad getting the attention, even though not as much attention. I hope there's a lot more to Julie fighting, because it does seem like this will take a lot out of Julie to use this, and it might be like a one and done kind of situation, which would be unfortunate, but we'll see. This is only just the beginning of the fight, kind of. He uses Gongsun Sheng, or Dragon in the Clouds, which easily slices through this Sixth Order. A Sixth Order, that easy. And then, after that, Baguo Daoshi finally uses the Baguo Daoshi title again. Teleports to Xiao Guang. Apparently, Xiao Guang's in Qian's boundary, so it seems like he teleported maybe just really fast. I don't know, it surprises Guang. But now it starts what should be like a rushed fight to the death, even though doubtless it will take an hour to fight anyways. An hour does seem like a long time, and Yeah, it does seem like a long time, because it seems like all these other interactions were pretty quick, and Julie already took care of one of the six orders really quick, but there's still Zhao Guang and two other six orders left. And I don't know, it's hard to say if the Xile will be unsealed or not. They still have another Xile, other sons, so they may not need more. It'll be like, oh, here's a small victory. But everything else that's going on is still really bad. But it would also make the finale even bigger. But if it gets loose, that means Julie and Chung fail. And I don't want that to be a thing. Ooh, I don't know what happened. Here's one thing I'm thinking. The third son, Zhao Yong, I'm guessing is probably still laying in wait somewhere around here, because we saw last chapter there's also two of the signs. We've seen another. I don't remember seeing this little itty bitty creepy, like skeezy looking sign yet. They're all kind of skeezy looking, but it seems like the kind of that would just hide out somewhere and wait for an opportunity. So also what kind of makes sense, because Bago Dao Shi Chiang is also kind of short, so I don't know. I'm thinking that one's laying and waiting, but that's it for this chapter. It leaves off with what I assume is going to be an awesome battle taking place, because I mean, Chiang knows a whole lot of stuff, and it seems like Zhao Guan has like shows some respect for Chiang's techniques and knowledge and stuff like that. So it'll be an interesting fight to see what goes on. And now I'm just curious, is the Xile going to escape? That's a great question I could ask you. Let me know if you think the Xile will end up being unsealed or not. Might as well. I'm going to say no, not this one, because there's still the others. And I mean, that'd be a lot, and it would make the comments bigger, but I don't want it Julie to fail. So I'm going to say no. Last thing, title, of course, I already said it, dialing the new technique, very obvious, but hey, great choice for chapter title. I'm liking that the chapter titles are making sense, but yeah, that's all I have to say. It was a really cool chapter. I'm getting really excited for it to see what else is going to happen. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of setback that goes on with Julie's fight, but will be overcome, of course. So let's just talk more about it. I already gave you a question. Will the Xile be unsealed? But we can talk more. There's plenty to still talk about. So you can leave a comment. You can find me on social media, The AC Stories. You can email me at theacstories@gmail.com or join my Discord, a little group there, and we can chat all about all kinds of stuff. But I also have a Ko-fi, and I want to thank my Ko-fi members, Vix Lab and Julio Vasquez. And if you also want to help me out and get these little shout outs of your name too, you can join my Ko-fi $1, $2 tiers, or however much you want. Links will be in the description for everything I just mentioned. But hey, if you liked what I had to say, go ahead and give it a like. You won't easily keep up, go ahead and subscribe. But that is it for this chapter of Junction X. Until next time, I've been your Talkutainer, The AC Stories. Thank you so much, and bye.